Yeah, that definitely sounds like a good plan. You know, skip it now if you're going to be on the road and you can grab it as you need it or grab a bite as you need it, that's for sure. But, yeah, it is, like you say, like I said, Friday Eve, so, and you got a lot of road work and you'll be outside. But just to wrap up on the point of these repeaters, I have a nephew that lives out in Northville, 6 Mile and Beck area. And I only get out there once or twice a year, and I've never really tested a radio out that far in the last couple, in the last year or so that I've had my ham ticket. I'll probably be going out there for Thanksgiving this year, so I'll make sure to pack this, at least this HT, because this is the most powerful HT I have, and being 8 watts and my motor's only being 4. But, yeah, I'll test the range out that way, and I'll look for that repeater out there and see what it has as well. But definitely so, I want to get TJ's repeater into my moto. That's the only one I don't have in my moto. That's going to be on the update. And then the rest of the work on my motos have to be fat finger corrections that Dr. Wally, he knows what he did wrong. He admitted it. And he says, fat fingers it again. And I said, it's okay. You know, like I said, I have the patience and the time, and I understand how everybody's so busy and so on and so forth, and we'll get it done. I know it'll get done. Okay. Well, I will let you go get into the office. Hope you find a parking space today. You know, I heard that's been a bit of a quandary for sure for you and your crew and your team, but all the best. We'll hear you throughout the day, and we'll be listening for radio checks and stuff if you need anything or, you know, so on and so forth, and we'll be monitoring all the other hullabaloo that goes on. So catch up with you later. Have a great day. W8RCY.